This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, unfortunately, today marks the anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting that occurred back in 2012 in Newtown, Connecticut, when 20-year-old Adam Lanza fatally shot 20 children who were first and second graders, some kindergartners, as well as six adult staff members. Prior to him driving to the school, he shot and killed his mother at their home. Lanza committed suicide by shooting himself in the head. This was one of the deadliest mass shootings at any school in U.S. history, and unfortunately the third deadliest mass shooting of a single person in U.S. history. And it was just frightening to think that somebody would go to an innocent school and start gunning down children. Apparently at that time, there were 456 children enrolled in kindergarten through the fourth grade at that school. So not the biggest school, but still large enough. They said security protocols had been upgraded. Individuals that had to be admitted had to go through a video monitor. There had to be a visual, an ID, and the doors were locked at 9:30 a.m. each day. And unfortunately, before 9:30, that's when Lanza shot his mother, Nancy, at she was 52 years old, at their home with a .22 caliber Savage MK2F bolt action rifle. Investigators later found her body in pajamas in her bed with four gunshot wounds to her head, so we're not sure if she was asleep at the time. Then he took a car. By 9:35, that's when he shot through a glass panel, according to Wikipedia, next to the locked front entrance doors of the school. He was wearing black clothing, yellow earplugs, sunglasses, an olive green utility vest, and was carrying magazines. Initial report said he was wearing body armor, but we don't think he was. Apparently some of the people had heard the shots on the school intercom system as morning announcements were being done. Principal Dawn Hochsprung heard the gunshots, and from what I understand, she went right out and tried to stop them. From what we're being told, school psychologist Mary Sherlock, lead teacher Natalie Hammond, went into the hall to determine the source of the sounds and encountered Lanza. A faculty member who was at the meeting that they had been originally holding said the three women called out, "Shooter, stay put," which alerted their colleagues to the danger and saved their lives. Teacher hiding in the math lab heard school janitor Rick Thorne yell, "Put down the gun." Thorne did survive, the other ones possibly not. Lanza killed both Hochsprung and Sherlock. The teacher Hammond was hit in the leg, and then she sustained another gunshot wound, and she laid still in the hallway. And then she crawled back to the conference room, and then she pressed her body against the door, kept it closed. There's many more accounts of what happened. It is so, so chilling when you hear this. And yesterday at work, we were trained on, or we had some sort of training called Shelter in Place on what to do when an active shooter comes in. I'm a teacher. I got students, you know, and of course, my gut instinct is to stand in front of them and to protect them. Whereas you could do more, making sure they get out, right? The run, hide, fight, which is what the Department of Homeland Security recommends we do. The run, hide, fight, is the most, I don't want to say it's the ideal response for every situation, because every situation is different. But if you hear shots coming from one end and you only think there's one shooter and you think you could get out the other end, you get out that other exit. If you can't get out, then you need to hide. You need to barricade the doors. All right. And then if they're in the room and you, obviously they found you and you can't hide, you fight. And a big vulnerability that we have is many of us do not look at our surroundings. I talk about this all the time on the show. How, you know, I love how my, you know, police officer friends approach things. Everywhere we go, they're already checking out where the exits are. They already have the escape plan. They're already, you know, scouting out and scoping out the situation. We don't do that. You know, I mean, I know where the exits are. I mean, on a plane, I do, et cetera. But am I on a daily basis looking at exactly where I am? No, we don't do that. We take things for granted. And who would have thought that a simple, beautiful little elementary school in Connecticut would be the site of one of the worst school shootings ever? Who would have thought that? So you need to always have your escape plan in mind. Okay? If you can alert others, please do. Okay? You know, if you hear the gunshots and you don't think others do because there's music or whatever, you know, if you can alert them, alert them. And if you can't escape and you can't go out a window or leave the building from another exit, your choice of hiding should be preceded by shutting out the lights and barricading the door. From what I was told in the Columbine shooting, and I need to verify this, when the students were going into the rooms shooting other students, the doors that were unable to open, they just, you know, left those and moved on. You know, they only have a very small window to do their crime. And they want to, unfortunately, many want to do as much damage as possible in that short amount of time, which we've talked about on the show. So the more obstacles you cause for them, don't worry about them getting mad. Okay? Some of you will say, no, because if they open the door and there's a whole bunch of desks and tables, they're going to get more mad that they're, look, they're already mad. They're shooting people up. All right, so you do what you need to do to barricade yourself, to not let that door open. Or if it does open, make it so difficult that as they're trying to navigate, you can come up behind them and hit them with a chair or jump them or whatever. That's for the fight aspect. I don't recommend anybody fight if they don't have the training. So, you know, the best place for you to be whenever there is a shooting is not there. So your job is to get the hell out and get your students and your loved ones out. And so know where your escape routes are. Know what your options are. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we're spending so much time in life trying to equalize men and women, okay? And honestly, from an equal pay standpoint, absolutely. In terms of being treated fairly, I think men and women should be treated the same at work, all right? But can we please call it like it is? And men and women are different, okay? We have some differences, and we don't have to continually try to, send this message that we are the exact same, because we're not. And apparently there's a bunch of scientific studies out looking at some of our differences. And very, very interesting, too. Apparently a Canadian study has found that women have a circadian rhythm that runs about 2 hours ahead of our male partners. So we actually will feel more tired earlier in the evening than men. This is according to a study in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. They say such differences are mainly due to the influence of our sex hormones, according to Dr. Adam Taylor, a senior lecturer in anatomy at Lancaster University Medical School. He says these hormones can affect our health in everything from how fast our hair grows to how quickly we blink, even how rapidly we digest food and alcohol, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. So our bodies run differently. Now, let's look back to our caveman times, okay? Why should a woman go to bed earlier and a man be able to be up a couple hours extra at night? Right? Because, obviously, to help propagate the species, a man who has more nighttime action and stamina will be able to make more babies. A woman can only make one baby at a time. So for her, fall asleep. Let the man go and do what he needs to. Now, unfortunately, if all the women are asleep, when caveman Bob is up, you know, for a couple hours late, and he has, you know, he's trying to propagate the race, and can't find, but I'm sure there's going to be some, I don't know, Natasha, or, I don't know, a lot of, I could use one of the Austin Power names. I'm sure there's somebody awake that Caveman Bob could do the hibbity-dibbity with. So maybe that's why. Maybe, you know, the women are supposed to sleep, so they could, I don't know, make more milk if they're lactating, which women are supposed to pretty much be lactating for most of their youth, right, to feed their babies. So I'm just trying to figure out evolutionary-wise, just because nowadays, you know, we have Ambien and we mess up our sleep cycle doing a whole variety of things, doesn't mean that's what it's designed for. Now, what about this? Men digest food more quickly. They say food takes a fifth longer to pass through the digestive system of a woman compared to a man, according to gastroenterologists. They say women have smaller stomachs, which produce less acid to break down the meals. But don't women eat less a lot of times than male? You would think that would offset it. Not me, though. I can eat as much, if not more, than my husband. Easy. Their slower rate of digestion, they say, is also linked to estrogen, which is a female hormone. And they say estrogen has a relaxing effect on the colon and bowel. My estrogen does not relax my bowel at all. Not in the least. This is according to a study by the American Clinical and Climatologic, it's an association. Estrogen also appears to change the composition of digestive bile made in the gallbladder, so it contains fewer food-dissolving salts. Now, that's interesting because women are more prone to gallstones than men. They say the rate of movement through the gut is about 20% slower in women than men. The transit from mouth to emptying is about 24 hours on average in men and about 28 hours in women. As a result, women tend to have less frequent bowel movements than men, he adds. Again, I beg to differ. Now, okay, let's go back. Okay, let's go back to Caveman Bob. So, Caveman Bob digests his food faster. To me, that makes sense that a man would digest his food faster because, again, with humans, and I'm not talking about, you know, tigers and lions because, you know, their women, their female species does, you know, more of the hunting. But in humans, the men did more of the hunting. So if you are in the digestive process and your parasympathetic system is in play, you're not going to be very quick to switch over to the flight or fright sympathetic system, nervous system. So getting that kicked in or that response. So if you digest your food quicker, you are ready to go to fight or to, I don't know, find the food. So that makes a lot of sense, but they don't realize that we mamas, okay, we fight too. And when we want to eat, we're going to hunt down the food as well. Next, female hearts beat faster. They say a woman's heart is about two-thirds the size of a man's, weighing an average of 120 grams compared to the average 180 grams in the male. So women have about 66.7% size of a heart to a man. And the female organ is smaller, a smaller organ beats faster. Like, you know how hummingbirds, their heart rate is easily in the couple hundreds? Whereas an elephant, his heart rate is very easily in the 20s to 40s. Right? The bigger you are or the bigger the organ, the slower the beat. So if we have a smaller heart, according to this study, then our heart is going to beat faster. The average male heart beats 70 to 72 times a minute, and adult women's beats 78 to 82 times a minute. But see, here's a problem. The lower the heart rate, your resting heart rate, as long as it's not too low, the healthier you are. And men appear to have more heart disease than women, even though women do as well. So I find that interesting that a slower heartbeat for a male doesn't protect them in that respect. They say health experts say this has no effect on a woman's overall heart health during their lifetime or the type of heart problems they develop. Right? They think it's just hormones, heart size, body size, etc. All right, now women blink at a higher rate. Men blink slower. I think it's so sexy. Watching Michael Fassbender blink. Yes, again. Women tend to blink more often and more quickly than men. Around 14.9 times a minute compared to 14.5 times for men. They say women's higher levels of estrogen, it stimulates the production of lubricants, including in the eyes. Now, this confuses me because my mom could stare at me for hours without blinking. When she was mad at us, she would stare for hours. I'm so scared of my mom. But I guess women blink more than men. They say the blink rate of women who take estrogen birth controls goes up to 19.6 times a minute. Ah, you see, batting your eyes. Maybe batting your eyes is supposed to get the attention of the guy. I don't know. In the caveman days, I'm trying to figure out what caveman Bob and cavewoman Natasha were doing with all this. They think contraceptive pills may affect the lenticular nucleus. Ah, that was my second guess. Our brain's control center for involuntary blinking. But they say the difference in blink rates between the gender makes little difference to our overall eye health. Women are still more affected by dry eyes. Tears are made up of mucus, water, and oil. Men have more testosterone, which holds these tears together better and keeps their eyes well moistened. But guys don't cry a lot. I don't know. Women get drunk faster. They say there's a scientific why women will get drunk faster. They have less of the enzyme that breaks down the alcohol before it enters the bloodstream, which is your alcohol dehydrogenase. Females have only one-fifth as much of alcohol dehydrogenase, so women get more of an effect. We also suffer more in the morning from hangovers. This survey from the University of Missouri found that women's experiences of the most common hangover complaints were more severe than men, are dehydration, tiredness, headaches, nausea, and vomiting. Then, they say, which is very interesting, real quickly, men only have to drink half of what men consume, between 7 to 13 drinks a week to be at risk for alcohol-related liver disease. So our liver is more inclined to destruct. Men's hair grows faster. They say human hair grows about 1.25 centimeters a month, but men will grow about 6.5% faster. Why? Because of their testosterone. They also say women speak more quickly. Women are faster at speaking by 23%. I did not speak fast. What are they talking about? I was speaking fast. What? Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, there's always controversy about everything. And I guess October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month has been very, very successful. Yeah, you see a lot of pink. Everybody's wearing some sort of pink, it seems like. Football, their cleats are pink. Their towels are pink. They have pink on their uniforms. Well, starting next season, NFL teams will be allowed to choose which type of cancer they wish to raise awareness for in October. October has traditionally been Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And the NFL informed teams of the change in a conference call last week, according to the MMQB.com, my number quarterback.com. Teams can still support breast cancer if they wish, but will be able to support other cancer causes as long as it's a form of the as long as a form of the disease is screenable and detectable. They say the NFL since 2009 has allowed parents, players to wear pink accessories and has featured the colors on fields and sidelines. And the NFL has raised about $15 million for the American Cancer Society through its campaign. But it has also drawn criticism from those who suspect that the pink initiative is a way to make more money through merchandise sales. I remember last year they were talking about how there's many companies selling things pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the money, it may not be going to breast cancer. So people are selling something pink, people are buying pink, but is any of that going to breast cancer research? So there's been a lot. Now, we know the NFL donates, and the NFL has been a strong supporter. And I believe Dak Prescott lost his mom to colon cancer. And so I'm not surprised that the subject has come up regarding other sorts of cancers. And can we try to raise money for as many cancers as we want? And actually, that may, believe it or not, be a more effective way to raise money, and I'll tell you in a second. So, next year, the NFL's campaign will be named A Crucial Catch, but there won't be one signature color, according to MMQB. They say it'll make the league find alternatives to merchandise sales to raise funds. They say the truth is, as we transition to 2017, it'll be a different kind of year. Anna Isaacson, NFL Vice President of Social Responsibility. She says, once we see how that goes, we will know more for 2018. We hope to raise, if not the same, more than we have, of course. The pressure is on to think about how we can do that. That's the goal. But I wouldn't say we have solved that yet. So I guess the seeds for change were planted in 2014 through a letter to Commissioner Roger Goodell from the Houston Texans, Devin Still, who suggested the month of October shouldn't be limited to breast cancer awareness for the NFL. I guess Leah, Still's daughter, Devin Still's daughter, was fighting stage 4 neuroblastoma. Her little girl Leah, luckily, is alive. She's in remission for more than a year now. So Goodell told Still about the league's planned change last fall. Still was among the players who visited the league's office to discuss My Cause, My Cleats initiative. Now that, as you notice, began this season. Of course, it took place in Week 13, where players were allowed to wear their own signature cleats, which drew attention to a charity they supported. I think that was very, very cool when I saw that. And so player Devin Still says, and lets me know that he's listening, for a long time we have been supporting causes close to the heads of the NFL. To find out they are really following through with this, it makes me feel like the players are gaining more of a voice. And, you know, it's very interesting. I help a lot of charities raise money, and it's a very, very fascinating industry, the charity industry, and it is. These charities, they hire people. These charities spend money on media and promotions such that it helps spur jobs, and it's a business to run. But they need money to not only compensate their costs of being that business, but to, you know, provide millions of dollars to cancer research and kids and women and men, et cetera, that are fighting these diseases. And the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, one of my favorite charities, many times underrepresented in sports. And the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, I mean, they're the ones that fund and have funded some of the latest in these leukemia and lymphoma research, these medications and treatments. So, rather than a whole month just being, designated for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you know, the very first time you see the pink, all right, you're like, okay, that's cool. But all month long, it starts to lose its punch. Meanwhile, none of the other charities are being represented. So I love the fact that everybody can have a voice depending on if that player wishes to promote that. And, there's even a charity for, victims, training people how to deal with a shooter that comes into the school. I mean, there's foundations for everything now. So whatever hits close to home, like Dak Prescott, he lost his mom to colon cancer. So colon cancer hits home for him. And I'm not saying breast cancer is important. It's not important. I'm not saying, you know, we should stop the whole pink drive. I think the pink initiative is a phenomenal one. But it's not raising, if it's not raising the money that it needs to, and there's more specific ways to do it, then that has to be looked at. You see pink. Do you stop everything when you're watching a football game, seeing a player in pink? And do you stop everything and go to the nearest charity for breast cancer and donate? No, you don't. And so making players wear pink, the other thing, too, that bothered me, and I don't know how to put this into words, you know, without making it sound bad, but when you see that everybody has to wear pink, you wonder if, okay, that was a rule, everybody had to wear pink, does every single player feel that strongly? Yeah, there's no individualization of it. It's like, somebody told the NFL everybody's got to wear pink. So everybody put on your pink cleats, here's your pink, everybody wear pink because we got to do it for breast cancer. That's not what breast cancer, charities want. They don't want people forced to wear something without their heart being in it. So I love the idea of you having your heart behind a charity, you wearing the cleats of whatever. Now, of course, the sportscasters are going to be very busy having to describe everybody which each cleats are. But you want to know what? It gives everybody a voice. And we do have to, like the Ice Bucket Challenge. The Ice Bucket Challenge raised money. That was great. But, there was a lot of discussion when the Ice Bucket Challenge was happening that many people were doing the Ice Bucket Challenge and they weren't donating. So they were just videotaping themselves throwing ice on them. Well, that's nice and that's great. So there's going to be those types of casualties in terms of, you're going to have people just doing it where no money even, is in play. But these campaigns are still successful. So the Go Pink campaign is very successful. I'm proud of what's been done. But if people are donating, we got to find something that, that people love, let's say Dak Prescott. And they're like, hell yeah, if Dak is for this, I'll listen. That may be what works. And we need research in all sorts of diseases. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love do-gooders. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but an off-duty firefighter saves 30 people from a restaurant from carbon monoxide poisoning. This was at the River Ridge Tap House restaurant in Clemens, North Carolina. Forsyth County EMS tells local media that about 30 people who visited the restaurant Saturday night experienced headaches, nausea, and vomiting. 14 people were taken to the hospital, and the rest were treated and released from the scene. Louisville Fire Department Assistant Chief Steve Williams says the gas started leaking because of a malfunction in the restaurant's heating system. The off-duty firefighter who happened to be at the restaurant noticed that some people were becoming ill, so he called the fire department. Fire officials on the scene confirmed the level of carbon monoxide was 6 times the normal amount. So what happens is you pass out because carbon monoxide is odorless. You have no idea. It competes with oxygen. So your body's expecting oxygen. It gets this carbon monoxide, and you asphyxiate. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For any of you that want to learn Spanish, especially health Spanish, go to learnhealthspanish.com. Learnhealthspanish.com. Use code DDW. Gets you a discount, and it's a great course. Teaches you, I helped develop it. So there you'll see me there. Dee! I know. Yeah, I've been talking about more products on the show, but this one I really, really like because I'm the one that helped develop it. You need to learn Spanish, especially if you're in healthcare. So for those of you in the healthcare field or you have a friend or somebody that you want to buy a Christmas gift for, or Hanukkah gift or New Year's gift for them, great price, under $50, and it's really worthwhile. And to me, I think life-saving, because, you know, you need to be able to converse. You know, Santa, one of my favorites, all right, and Santa, I guess, still, no matter what, whether it's, Mickey Mouse or, you know, Santa to me, every time I think of Santa, I smile, I beam. Whenever I think of reindeer, especially Rudolph, you know, Rudolph, Randy, oh my gosh, I love it. But we got some bad news about reindeer. They're saying reindeer are shrinking in the Arctic as the climate changes. They say reindeer are shrinking on an Arctic island near the North Pole in a side effect of climate change that has curbed winter food for animals. They say the average weight of adult reindeer in Svalbard, a chain of islands north of Norway, has fallen from 248 kilograms from 55 kilograms. So 55 kilograms would have been about 120, 130 pounds, right? 48 kilograms is now about 110 maybe. That's been in the past 26 years. They say warmer summers are great for reindeer, but winters are getting increasingly tough. According to Professor Steve Albon, an ecologist at the James Hutton Institute in Scotland who led the study with Norwegian researchers, they say less chilly winters mean that once reliable snows fall more often as rain, that can freeze into a sheet of ice, making it harder for the herbivores to reach plant food. Some reindeer starve, and women often give birth to stunted young. In summer, however, the plants flourish in a food bonanza that ensures healthy females more likely to conceive in autumn. The pregnancy lasts about 7 months. They say a wild herd study had expanded to about 1,400 animals from 800 since the 1990s, but they're having smaller reindeer. Albin said of reindeer in Svalbard, about 1,300 kilometers from the North Pole. The rising population also means more competition for scarce food in the winter. They also think, in that book, Father Christmas, where a sleigh was pulled by two reindeer, that two reindeer may not be sufficient anymore. They may not have the strength. So Santa, with all his toys, needs eight reindeer, right? When Rudolph? How many? Yeah, I think it's eight plus Rudolph. Or is it eight including Rudolph? I don't know. Arctic temperatures are rising faster than the world average amid a green up of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Global warming, a lot of debate on that. I think the climate is changing. I just don't think it's my car doing it. I don't think it's my car. I think there's other factors going on, okay? That's just, I think, yes, we need to protect the environment. I think the less pollutants we put in the air, the better. I work for the EPA. I'm a big fan of protecting the environment. But I think we have to be very, very careful at saying that, you know, what we are doing personally is what's causing the vast, gross changes that are occurring. All right? I think there's something, there's just a little bit more to it. Yes, we may be participating and contributing, but I don't think it's all our fault. Okay? And I definitely don't think it's the Republicans' fault. Okay, a lot of people blame Republicans for our global warming. I just don't think any of Ronald Reagan's administrators who are still around, or Bush's administrators, right, or any of them purposely caused all this to happen. All right, so the weak reindeer are dying off, and winter is tough for our reindeer. So whenever you see a reindeer, be nice. I don't know if you're going to be up near Norway, but if you can, give reindeer a big hug. Pokemon Go. Oh, boy. You know what? Did Pokemon Go die already? Is it, like, done? Remember Pokemon Go was like, really big a few months back? Apparently, it was supposed to be the cure to physical inactivity and obesity. Because apparently it's free to play, and you're supposed to be walking around and try to find these Pokemon. The problem I had with the game, I wanted to play it, is I couldn't make it work. I would walk, and there would be no Pokemon around. Or if I did, I'm like, you know what, this is ridiculous. So I stopped playing. In fact, I need to take it off my phone because I think it's using up too much battery. Well, now they're finding that a bunch of researchers decided to look at how many people got off their butts. This was a study published in the British Medical Journal. So what they did is they looked at, over 6 weeks, a bunch of researchers from Harvard, Sweden, Amazon, Mechanical Turk, survey 560 Pokemon and Pokewomen in the United States aged 18 to 35. Who installed Pokemon Go on their iPhone 6 series smartphones to determine how many daily steps they took for the 4 weeks prior to and 6 weeks after installing the game. The first week of installation saw an average bump of 955 additional steps per day, or an average of 11 more minutes of walking a day using average step lengths and walking pace. That's good. But over the ensuing 5 weeks, the number of daily steps steadily decreased until returning to pre-installation levels just 6 weeks after installation. So to me, that means after 6 weeks, people thought it was stupid. They said, it's a fad, obviously. They say 6 weeks is about as long as hair coloring lasts. Mine lasts, I can make it stretch 7 if I wanted to. They show, you know, it's really difficult to permanently change your habits and behavior without changing multiple things around you simultaneously. So they say, which is a very interesting study, and I'm glad they did this, they said that Pokemon Go physical activity epidemic followed the classic trajectory of a fad. It was very rapid, it was explosive spread, and then followed by an equally rapid decline. They say a fad is like building a house out of Tupperware. It's quick to assemble, easy to fall apart. But a trend is like building a house out of bricks and mortar, slower to build but more sustainable. Now, I think this is why this is so important to talk about, because we're going to be coming into the new year, and you are going to be bombarded with weight ads and exercise equipment and weight bars and powders, etc. Because everybody wants to lose weight for the new year. So it's perfect. Retailers get to take advantage of, you know, the new year's resolutions and you know. But you need to not get caught up in the fad aspect of it. Like, remember they were even talking about Fitbits. Some people claim the Fitbits got them off their butts. Others, they wore the Fitbit and they went back to old habits. Look at posture. Watch yourself sitting. All right. Every time when we had Dr. Totter on just an hour ago, he talked about posture. So immediately I, sat up straight and I put my back up, and then immediately I let my shoulders hunch again. Why? Because that's what my body is used to. So, you know, if you're going to start improving your posture, you need to do that all the time. If you're going to, you know, improve your diet, improve your exercise, you have to do that all the time. And you can't expect a stupid iPhone app or smartphone app to make you, you make that change happen. So, as I said before, Pokemon Go was stupid. Now, one thing that's not stupid is this Star Trek metal decoder that was getting closer and closer. Apparently there's a bunch of techies working on this. And this tricoder would be able to help us figure out what our ailments are. And I guess there's a competition underway and it's in its final stages. So we are getting close. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, Would it sustain your family?
Hard times, good times, or any time.
New Man Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Man Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Man difference.
America made food store.